The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
For over 10 years, and almost 500 episodes, the NAWC, always on.
Welcome to another record-breaking episode of the North American Wrestling Connection, the NAWC, here on Spectrum One, as sponsored by the Freakin' Awesome Network. My name is not Nikki Haman, because Nikki Haman announced last week that she would be in Indianapolis at Gen Con, but boy, did she pick a week to miss. Some crazy stuff happened in the world of wrestling, and I have three people here to talk about it with me. Of course, first, the chairman of the NAWC, Mr. Brian Henniger. Welcome, sir.
You know, you talk about SummerSlam, talk about all the excitement, but you guys are not talking about the biggest news this week.
Oh, and I was going to start it, but yes, talk about this.
Southpaw Regional Wrestling Season 2, y'all!
Okay, before we even get into it, you saw the trailer, right?
Yes.
They put it to you this way. I think they took the insanity and upped it to 11.
Oh, that's gosh. Well, yeah, and we have new people involved this year. Just among other things, AJ Styles will apparently be a used car salesman.
Okay.
They've got Seth Rollins apparently wearing an apron of some kind. I didn't quite get that.
Could be a serial killer or a fisherman or a butcher or something. Who knows?
And two of the New Day are going to be voodoo priests.
Yes. We were wondering what racial stereotype they would do, but yes, there we go.
And Lance Catamaran and Chet Cheddarfield are back. Chet Cheddarfield ended one by yelling "Susan" and shattering the picture.
It's going to be epic, and we cannot wait. Comes out 10 a.m. tomorrow as we record this. Over on the other side of the planet, welcome back, Bad News Beeman.
Yes, I was only gone for a week, so I can't really complain.
That's okay. And of course, because this is Pick'em's weekend, did you get the supply of energy drinks and Gatorade I sent you, Josh?
Never got the Gatorade, definitely got the energy drinks, and they're going to be liberally used throughout this 13-match pay-per-view! Most time with Mania, most since Mania 4! Mania something!
And believe it or not, they gave away two of the matches this week on air, but we'll get to that in a minute. In the words of Landstorm, we need to get really serious here for a moment. Oh. The week opened with a really, really, really sad piece of news. That was the fact that we had a health scare with one of the greatest wrestling performers of all time, and that would be Ric Flair. We got news that he was hospitalized for some unknown ailment, and then the news broke that it was really serious, that he was put into a medically induced coma. Then we thought it was hard because we all know that he's 68, but his body's about 125 with all the stuff, the mileage that he's put on it. And but then we found out that it was colon surgery to remove a blockage that was shutting his kidneys down. And as of tonight that we report this, There was going to be a, there is a going on as we speak, a Cyclone, a WWE SummerSlam Cyclones night at the Brooklyn, at the MCU Park, which is where the single A affiliate of where the Mets play. And Charlotte was supposed to be there to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club, and Nia Jax took her place. I believe Charlotte has been on all off of all events, and I don't think she's even going to make the pay-per-view. Brian, you know, you've been a fan of Ric Flair for forever, and he's had about 10 different careers and about 10 different feds, and all of them have been a success. What's your thought? What has been your thoughts about this up and down week?
It's been crazy. You know, Ric Flair was always one of those guys who seemed, for lack of a better word, bulletproof. You know, he was one of those guys, he survived that plane crash in 1975. He survived all of those horrible things back then. He has had a career that is, you know, just unlike anything else that has been, that any one of us can imagine. He wrestled in my all-time favorite match ever in the history of wrestling.
Which one was this?
That was the I Quit match against Terry Funk at Clash of the Champions 9.
Watch that online. One of the best. What? I mean, put it to you this way. You could talk about so many different matches. You know, Flair Steamboat 60-minute Chi-Town Stampede, I believe. Or Chi-Town Rumble, I believe it was called. But go on, Brian. I'm sorry. I did not mean to interrupt.
No, it's fine. I mean, we've heard that Ric Flair has had a serious issue with alcohol. He suffers from a condition called alcoholic cardiomyopathy, which is a bunch of issues with it. But apparently, we're hearing news. Terry Funk was interviewed earlier today, and apparently Terry Funk said, and this is what he said to Sports Illustrated earlier today, it said, quote, "I'm very much hoping Rick makes a full recovery. I got a phone call from a promoter in the Carolinas who told me Rick was doing better, but I'm worried to death about it. We'd be missing something in this world if he's gone." I mean, I've heard reports anywhere that, well, he is improving to the family's getting his affairs in order. We don't know which is which. But I'll say this much, that's all I'm going to say. This may sound corny and hokey, but it's what I believe. The Grim Reaper has already jobbed to Ric Flair once in 1975. I think he'll do it again.
Josh, your thoughts?
I really don't know what to say right now, to be honest, because Flair, yeah, he is one of the greats, although he wasn't one of my favorites as a kid. I can't deny that his prowess in the ring is some of the best stuff ever. So, yeah, I hope he gets better, but I don't know, man. I just don't know.
Shane?
It sucks to hear, especially, like, you know, Rick's, like, trying to turn his life around, and now he gets hit with this. It's like, well, just gotta hope that he pulls through.
I'm definitely hoping that he definitely pulls through. But put it to you this way, I knowing what we know about Ric Flair, Ric Flair is one of those guys, and we talked about this before on many occasions, Ric Flair was one of the few guys who legitimately lived his character. How many times have you heard him buying drinks for the bar and then borrowing cash after?
Even recently.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, he's the guy, always has been, always will be, but like I said, we just hope that he pulls through in one way or the other. But this is not going to be something we're going to hear about for a while. Now, we have had the SummerSlam build come up to its full conclusion this week, and the WWE decided to really ramp up things by doing some very bizarre stuff. And I want to move to SmackDown first, because this is the story of the week from an in-ring perspective to me. Did anybody here expect Corbin to cash in before SummerSlam?
No.
Anybody?
Well, I expected him to cash at SummerSlam, not before.
Now,
knocking a certain somebody clean off his perch.
Right. Now, so no one expected Mr. Corbin to cash in. Did anybody expect him to cash in and fail as badly as he did? Worst cash-in ever. I mean, seriously. Yeah, you know, a certain.
It wasn't a word, an absolute shit fest. I mean, he swings and misses with Cena and gets the most, like, that's like, mate, that was the roll up I saw was an Eva Marie roll up, and that was shit house. We're like, really?
And
that held down.
And I think that was Corbin not selling it, because I don't think that was Mahal's doing at all.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, because no one's going to believe that Mahal's gone through this tough match with Cena and lost.
Which, by the way, was a great match. Really good.
It was a really good match, but then, like, took all this beating and then somehow finds the strength to barely roll up Corbin, and that holds Corbin down for three. What? That makes no freaking sense.
It, one of my favorite phrases to use in a situation. Wizza wuzza?
Yeah, wizza wuzza. Because now there have been a lot of stories leaking out that the company has soured on him because of his online feud with Mojo Rawley, and the fact that Cena just kicked his behind on promos. Now, do you believe that? Because I do.
I do.
Corbin hasn't shown me shit since he came.
Unfortunately, he's still staying salty on the internets.
Yeah.
And that's hurt him dearly.
And the Money in the Bank briefcase goes to guys who have it. I don't see it when I look at Baron Corbin.
Nope.
I just don't. And I'm sorry. He's a fine wrestler. I love the End of Days gimmick, but he's not a guy I look at. He's not at that level. He might if he finds some charisma, but he's not at that level right now.
Nope. And the fact is that he reminds me of Enzo Amore on Raw, in the fact that he is immolating himself and burning his star up before it's done. No? Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, Shane, do you agree with me on that?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, you think Corbin would have learned from past mistakes of top guys that got lost their push because of internet shit to, like, you know, keep your stuff to yourself? But apparently not. And unfortunately, I don't think Corbin's at Enzo level yet, but he's getting there.
Yeah, because Enzo's being put in a cage, and we also had the Big Show getting his quote-unquote hand broken. You see me doing the fucking air quotes there. With the club. I don't know why the club was there, but okay. Fine. But the other bizarre thing happened on Raw. Because we had not one, but two SummerSlam matches almost given away, but set up for things. One, we had Tozawa beating Neville, what? For the Cruiserweight Championship?
Woohoo!
Yes, I know. I know you're happy about that, but again, why?
That I don't know.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Here's what I'm looking at. They were looking at the build to this SummerSlam. And they realized we need more than what we had. So listen, I watched both shows. They gave a they put their backs into it, and we had two really good go home shows. Now I'm interested.
Yeah, we had two very good go home shows. But yet now, okay, and then we had Wyatt and Balor. Okay, so Wyatt beats Balor, and then Wyatt decides to pour some corn syrup. I mean, acid stuff. I mean, red liquid.
Strawberry syrup.
Viscous red liquid, Jason. Get the terminology.
Fine. Viscous red liquid. Okay.
Thank you, Gangrene. I mean, Gangrel.
Fine. But okay. Now, we haven't seen the demon Finn Balor for a year. Okay. But who the fuck in marketing basically said, let's give that away and tell people the demon was coming? You don't do that! Give it as a surprise.
It wasn't a surprise. It wasn't a surprise. Everyone predicted that he was going to come out as Demon Balor for SummerSlam.
Yes, but to me, this was. I thought it was a mistake. I really thought that you should. I mean, yes, you can telegraph it. Yes, you can basically, you know, that make it so easy that Helen Keller could see it or Stevie Wonder could see it, but you don't advertise it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I believe, anyway.
I disagree. I disagree because, and here's the reason why. Mm-hmm. We all kind of knew that the demon was coming out at SummerSlam. This is like that scene in the movie where you push a person to the point where you can't, basically you push them and you push them and you push them. And finally, you've pushed them so far, there's no turning back for them. That's what this moment was. And I mean, look, was it tacky and corny? Yes, but it was the good kind of tacky and corny. I thought it was a neat segment. I liked the fact that we're showing, because I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over the place here, but I'm trying to find a way to say this. You guys have heard of the Great Muta, right?
Yeah.
Obviously you have. Kaiji Muto, who played that character, wasn't Muta all the time. He was often just Kaiji Muto. The Great Muta was a alternate identity. It was like an alter ego, if you will. And it took something really bad to make him tap into that darker place. That's what this was, in my opinion. It was him tapping into that darker place and becoming the Demon Balor. And I thought it was a neat segment, and that's the way you do it. You know, he's not going to be the demon every week, but this is like, you know, this reminds me of when, it reminds me of 2000, when Triple H beat up Mankind, and he decided that for their match at the Rumble, the Falls Count Anywhere match, it was going to be, what was it? He became Cactus Jack again.
I was there for that card, by the way. I was there for that.
I remember you told me, and it was a great thing. So I liked it, and I liked the way they set it up. That's just my opinion.
That's fine. I'm just saying, I didn't necessarily mind the setup. I didn't necessarily mind the pouring thing. I just thought the idea that they were going, that they announced it as such, was just a tad off. That's, again, minor glitch there for me. So as you know, I'm going to jump for a little bit, and then we'll get back to some other stuff. Actually, you know what? I'll save this particular thing for a moment. Let's see. Because I wanted to talk about Asuka for a moment. So we also got another potential. We have because we have three matches on the kickoff show. And we also got Jason Jordan trying to get the Hardys, you know, rub against the Mysterage. Eh. You know, by the way, did you notice that Jason Jordan's getting booed out of the building?
Yeah, That's because he has nothing. Nah, he mean nothing to give. He was always great as the hot tag in the American Alpha. You separated him from Chad Gable, and now he's floundering.
Because he's got the charisma of...
Greg Gagne.
Yeah, pretty much.
He has the charisma of a piece of cardboard.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to defend Jason Jordan here. Okay. I don't like it when people like just expect someone to fucking shoot straight out of the gate when they get given the ball. It's sometimes some people can do that, but there are other people that need build up. Like here's the reality of what could have happened, ladies and gentlemen, because I can tell you right now I saw a lot of people commenting on this shit. There was the reality of Jason Jordan was going to face Miz solo for the Intercontinental Championship. When people heard that rumor getting spread around, the amount of people that jumped on Jason Jordan was astounding. They're like, he doesn't deserve it. He hasn't paid his dues, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay. Well, they said he's getting a shot at it. Doesn't mean he's going to win the fucking thing.
No, but it's it's called a test title match for a reason.
and then he's getting put in a match with the Hardy Boys, and people are just like, oh yeah, well we don't really give a crap about this match, but he doesn't deserve to be teaming up with the Hardys. It's like, Jesus.
Excuse me. As Nikki would say, we want new stars, not him. Right? That's exactly. Couple of other things. Is it just me or is Nia Jax growing on me a little bit? Because even though Sasha Banks beat her for the shot to face Alexa Bliss at SummerSlam, and by the way, Alexa being emotionless on the lifeguard chair was awesome, by the way. Is she improving? Is Nia improving, or am I just...
I think so.
Somewhat. I can't say by leaps and bounds, but the bounds might be bright. She's definitely starting to get better, feel more comfortable in a role, but she's still a bit awkward.
Well, here's the thing I like about Nia Jax, is that she's not like... You know, she's not like all the other female wrestlers where they're all stick thin or it's all about this, that, or the other thing. She is playing the role of a monster and playing it beautifully. And she is so good in her role.
And you should also, follow her Instagram feed and her Twitter feed. Her stuff with Alexa Bliss on the road is hilarious.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to comment on one thing about that. For those of you that missed it, there's a video going around right now that shows Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss's relationship is just meta. Nia Jax does the simple carry Alexa Bliss off moment. Now, here's the funny part. A little kid, probably about 8 or 9 years old, became a legend in one day, simply because of the fact he goes to slap Alexa Bliss on the ass while Nia Jax is carrying her, and he gets her too. Nia realizes it's about to happen and tries to swing Alexa Bliss away during that moment, and then realizes, oh, yep, he's still copped her on the ass. Then you can see her great character and smile. She's like, oh, shit. And then Alexa Bliss even breaks character, and you can hear it if you turn the audio up. He goes, did that kid just smack me on the ass?
Well, you know, I mean, look, because the funny thing is, Nia has got some very good comedic chops if you watch the videos. She's one of those. You remember last year when Braun Strowman was doing some of the funny stuff? Last year with like Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens when they were best friends and they were trying to recruit him and he was doing some funny stuff.
Yes, vaguely.
This is kind of what it feels like a little bit to me. Just a skosh. But I'm telling you, Nye is going to be something eventually. If she breaks out in a, you know, and all that and all that stuff. Boy, Shane. First of all, Kevin, AJ, and Shane McMahon. This is some fun stuff too. Oh boy, you know, AJ went to apologize, and Shane was like, "It's okay, man. It's cool. Shit happens." Kevin Owens is like, "No, don't try to kiss his ass." And the fact is that then Kevin super kicks Shane. And this is going to be a fun match, too, I think. No?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have, you know, the Tamina and Lana stuff. And, I mean, the SummerSlam build. But, of course, we have to talk about the main event on the Raw side, which is the four-way for the Universal title. The Heyman promo... Meta Paul is best Paul, by the way. Okay. How many people noticed the line, "The only way to stop Lesnar is to put him in a cage"? Hint, hint. How many people noticed that?
Oh!
You did? Not?
No! Here's the thing. I kind of worked that night.
Okay. But yeah, but Brian, you heard that line, right?
Oh, yes, I know exactly what they meant there. And they are addressing the worst-kept secret in entertainment that Brock is going to say goodbye to his $6 million in WWE and go get his butt handed to him again in the UFC.
Not what I was meaning. There's something else happening during the pay-per-view.
Oh?
Does anybody remember the Big Show the Big Show versus Big Cass match?
Yeah, the Shark Cage. I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. That would be actually quite interesting to see him get locked in there and dragged away.
I don't think so. I don't think that that's going to be used, but that's just going to be really, really interesting. Now, as you know, this is, of course, SummerSlam weekend. And we also have an excellent pay-per-view, which was going to be coming up the day before, which is NXT TakeOver. And I want to TakeOver Brooklyn 3. And I want to go over it with you just a little bit because I want to also notice something very interesting. Okay. The card is going to be 5 matches, okay, as we know. One is going to be Johnny Gargano in his first singles match in NXT versus Andrade Almas, Cien Almas, with Zelina Vega in
or
the corner.
Tina Trinidad, Rosita, what have you.
Oh, that's who she is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow.
That's her.
Oh wow! Okay, I have been slacking on my my NXT. I should be
Austin Aries' wife. There you go.
Is that really true?
Girl. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I thought it's in gate. Their fiancés.
Okay.
A fiancé.
We also have Aleister Black versus Hideo Itami, which should be an excellent match there too. Okay.
That should be match of the night.
No, you got
it. Might be. I mean, it's going to be.
I'm talking performance wise. It's probably going to be match of the night, but it's going to be a very close. It's going to be a very close tie with Bobby Roode and McIntyre.
Yeah, I hate to say it, it might be number 4.
Yeah, I know. And then you have
3 of these other ones are really good.
Yes, and then you have the Authors of Pain versus Sanity. For the tag team titles. That's not a wrestling match. That's going to be a fight. That is going to be a fight. Okay. Now, then we have Asuka versus Ember Moon. Now, do you want to know how awesome Asuka is? Because try this, okay? And this is from our friends at PWI. As of midnight today, Asuka has surpassed Rock and Robin as of longstanding record of 502 days of the WWE as the women's champion. That means that Asuka's not the longest reigning women's champion of any of that title's incarnations, but she's become the longest reigning champion in WWE history, period. Other than the years-long title reigns achieved by Bruno Sammartino, Bob Backlund, Pedro Morales, and Hulk Hogan in the pre-national expansion days.
And okay. Then, of course, the wink and nod to that old boop who set back women's wrestling 50 years.
Who would that be?
Moolah, who held her belt for 10 years, but that was through pure nepotism.
Well, yeah, but I will also say this, though. Do you think that's also what I'm also saying is that do you think that's also a little FU to also Mr. CM Punk as well?
No, that was past 70 days ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, but still. Okay, but I'm just saying 502 days. She's fighting Ember Moon. Do you think she still holds on to it? What do you think Ember takes it?
Ember's going to take it.
And finally, of course, Rude McIntyre. Is it still glorious, or does McIntyre take it? Anybody? Just as a general discussion.
I don't care either way. I would honestly say
either one. It's good.
Either one will work.
Yeah, because they're both awesome. And by the way, no call-ups right now. We could talk about them potentially afterwards if there is going to be a superstar shakeup. I hope not. I really hope not because NXT is thin as it is. But we are going to get to see what the women's division is going to be because the first episode of the Mae Young Classic debuts a week from Monday, right? The 28th.
Yep, the 28th.
I cannot wait for that. Now, Mr. Henniger.
Yes.
Okay. Brian. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. There's also a reason why I kept you on here, not besides because of your good looks and charm. Okay.
Oh, you mean that wasn't it? I'm hurt.
No. You have two pieces of video game news.
Actually. Yes, I do. The first one, mm-hmm. and the first one is with 2K18. They've announced the first part of the roster this past week.
Yep.
Which we covered on our last episode of Pixel Nation.
Yes. And I'll
pull up what we talked about. Among the thing, and I mean, there's a lot of people that they mentioned for this one. And I'm going to pull it up right now so I get as much of the information as I can.
I've got the list in front of me if you need it.
Yes, I would actually need that. That would be fine.
Hang on.
Well, first thing let's talk about is I got to see some of the graphics for this game. They are looking utterly beautiful. I mean, we're talking photorealistic for some of the wrestlers. I mean, that thing, photorealistic. But they've updated everything. Even the steps look better.
Yes. And I think...
And also this year will be the first year that they have four-person entrances.
Yeah, okay. I have the list if you want it.
Yes,
I do. Yeah, sorry.
Wow, I'm on, 59 I'm, so I'm, far.
I forget I'm on my damn phone.
So okay. You had Brock... Seth Rollins, Angle, RVD, Batista, Cena. You got Wyatt, Ziggler, Sami Zayn, Ambrose, Corbin, Kalisto, Akira Tozawa, Sin Cara, Hideo Itami, Eric Young, Jinder Mahal, The Bushwhackers, The Ascension, Cesaro and Sheamus, The Club, Nikki Cross, Alundra Blaze, Emma, Lita, Summer Rae, Paige? Question mark? The Bella Twins, the British
Bulldog. Really? That's the fucking question mark, Paige? Summer Rae should be the goddamn question mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Bellas, Buddy Roberts, DDP, Big Boss Man, Mark Henry, Bam Bam Bigelow, Bret Hart, Dusty Rhodes.
If you will.
Thank you. it must be said after everyone. The Undertaker. I don't know which one. Okay.
It's a dead man.
Yeah. Big Show, Andre the Giant, Kane, Diesel, and Kevin Nash. What do you think about that, Kevin?
Well, I think it's pretty awesome, man. I mean, two different versions of my character going to be in the game is twice the royalties for me. I'm excited about that. Just make sure they got the hair right this time, because last time the hair looked like shit. If you saw
the Wyatt family in Harper and Rowan, Sawyer Fulton, Alexander Wolfe, Killian Dane, Braun Strowman, Goldust. You said there's some more?
There's 59 in total.
For now, but there'll be more.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to have the largest roster of any WWE game in history.
And already we have multiple. John Cena has two different characters. The original from 04 or 04 or 05. And then, or from 06 at One Night Stand. And then his modern era one.
They're also going to do that with Kurt Angle. There's going to be Kurt Angle with hair and without hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And I will also say that... I've seen some of the entrance videos. They're outstandingly good. The commentary, I hope, is a little bit more organic. But, like I say, 2K18 is going to be great. Now, hey, Shane, I got something for you. Okay, actually, Brian, you got something for him, don't you? And Nikki.
Yes, because they officially announced today an upgrade to cards.
Yes, I know. I've already downloaded it. WrestleMania 33 is no longer the highest tier that you can do. It is now SummerSlam 17 is your highest tier.
Yep. There's more than 100 new cards. You get free energy, updated offers. Support card pulls are now handled on the draft board, and all kinds of other good stuff.
Yay. And of course, Nick, our esteemed hostess, Nikki Heyman, has probably already downloaded, played it, and probably got the SummerSlam tier already. No, knowing her.
By the way, Johnny, or whatever your name is, dude, let me tell you something. Talk about that South Hand regional thing earlier.
Yeah, I was about to.
I wanted to get onto that thing, you know, but you know, I had this great gimmick, you know, it was going to be the Wizard of Oz. I said it's been done. What the fuck did they know?
No, but seriously though, let's go back to Southpaw before we actually get it. Well, first of all, we'll also talk about the media blitz that will happen. But how Southpaw looks nuts. Southpaw, have you seen it, Josh?
Yes, I have, and it does look nuts. Of course, Lance Catamaran is back, along with Clint Bobsky.
And Cheddarfield.
Yes.
Right. And I got to look at some of the names that they got for the new season, and they got some pretty heavy hitters. I mentioned AJ Styles in the New Day, Seth Rollins, Rhino is going to be in it. They've also got Daniel Bryan playing two different roles in what we saw. And Natalya, and also The Miz and Renee Young are involved.
Oh, and then shit. Also Dolph Ziggler, some sort of 80s rock drummer. Breeze is back as his character.
The banker.
Mr. McElroy. Yeah. AJ Styles is there as Malibu Al, a used car salesman.
Okay, keep going.
I'm going through this. Of course, the New Day are going to be a pair, or two-thirds of New Day, sans Kofi, is going to be a pair of new voodoo priests. Let's see now. Jason Jordan's going to be somebody, I guess?
He's going to be a cowboy.
He actually looks not too far off from Outlaw Ron Bass.
But here's the deal. Now, we all know the sequel is not exactly always as good as the original. But are we going to get the club back as Chad Too Bad and Tex Ferguson, I hope?
Tex was in the promos.
Okay.
And then,
I hope there's more than four episodes, though. I really do.
I'm just wondering who that mystery woman is with the long... Mohawkish type hair is.
That is Natalya, as far as I know.
Oh. Uh-huh. I don't get the Natalya vibe. I get a Lana vibe under some new character, but you might be right. It might be Natalya. I don't know.
But holy smoke. Okay.
Well, and here's the thing. Someone on the message board mentioned this. He said, you know, is that I don't think WWE expected the first season to be as well received as it was. And so I think A, we're going to get longer episodes this year, but I'll say this much. If it's half as funny as it was the first time around, it's going to be great. I mean, this is how you do wrestling comedy right. Okay? Because this doesn't denigrate wrestling or wrestling history. It's just guys having a little fun and doing something genuinely entertaining. I thought it was great.
Well,
and by the way, if I may add one more thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the one I want to see is the New Day. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Because I want to see how they do the stereotypes without being stereotypical. If you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And Heath Slater will be back as the impressive Elvis Wesley.
Now, do you think they're going to get the Ric Flair impersonator on this one?
No. It was I don't know when this... Okay, I kind of know when this is from about 2-3 weeks ago for the good chunk of it. It's just, did Flair do it before he wound up getting ill?
It's possible.
Or are they going to go another direction with this? Because it looks like this is not based in the 80s, but it looks like it's based in the early mid-90s. Mainly because Lance Catamaran's hair is starting to go gray.
Ah, okay.
There's definite time progression there.
Ah, okay.
Especially with some of the gimmicks, like the Ascension playing a pair of Top Gun characters. To be honest, with the Voodoo Priests and when Papa Shango came out, it was 92. So I wouldn't be surprised if this came out late 92, early 93 in that area based on a few of those pieces.
But we will have a full review next week.
Oh, yes.
Now, as you know, because SummerSlam is WrestleMania light, the WWE has basically taken over New York. We had Aaron Judge getting a WWE championship belt from Braun Strowman, who wore, Little Miss Bliss, who is 5 Feet of Fury, and Big Cass, who was, he wore number 7, as in 7 foot, which was kind of fun. There was a Be a Star rally in the Bronx with, I believe, Bailey Kalisto, who, by the way, took his mask off and talked as Manny, his real identity, which is kind of cool. Nia Jax was there. Bailey, as I said, was there, and others talking about being bullied. We had Seth Rollins doing some promos on ESPN. Alexa Bliss was on ESPN. As I told you, there was a SummerSlam night at the Cyclones. Paul Heyman is, as I said, going to be the guest on the Ringside podcast with JR. And yes, that's true. Yes, we can talk about a little GFW news in a minute. Yeah, we got the full-on media blitz for all that stuff. But before we go into pick'ems, yes, Shane, Jim Cornette has decided to slum in GFW.
Fuck, man. I just saw that then. I lost my shit. I'm like, what?
Yes.
Not only that, but how he debuts is funny as shit, because he comes out and fires Bruce Pritchard. Enough said. Okay.
No, I don't think he fired him.
No, that's what it says here. It says he made his way down the ring.
Are you getting ahead of yourself?
No. Cornette, it says here, Cornette got fired up and he told Bruce Pritchard that the company gave him an inch and he took a mile, so he's giving him a foot out the door. Jim fired Bruce Pritchard and he told him to send his regards to his kids once he returned to Houston.
Oh, breaking news, actually. Okay.
Hmm?
Shelton Benjamin has officially signed to return to WWE.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Now, replace him with Jason Jordan. Oops.
Yeah, exactly. Whoops.
Wait a minute. Tugboat's here.
Okay. Yes. All right. So. Jeez.
Tugboat, enough.
Whose phone is that? Because it's not mine.
That's mine. Sorry.
Okay. So, green, just like most of the people in GFW. Anyway, on that note, oh, Stat Boy.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we've got a lot to cover.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I've got another podcast to do in an hour and 15. So let's see what we can do, because this is the record breaking of record breaking cards.
Yes. Go ahead.
And I need to introduce, because he's here for Pick'ems, Chief High Muckety Muck of Spectrum One, Mr. Carl Schneer. Welcome, sir.
Holy fuck, these ropes are green.
Yeah, as I said, just like most of the wrestlers there. Yes.
Red Bruce Willis?
Uh-huh. I'm gonna just check that. Let me just check that in 1 second. Green? Let me see.
They are bright green, yeah, just like green. The old GFW logo.
Yes, that's right. Yes, they are neon green. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Neon green, and Impact has also announced that, because as we all know, Alberto Del Rio, or El Patron, sorry, got stripped of the GFW championship. So next week, they're going to be holding a 20-man gauntlet match to determine the new Global Force champion.
Yeah, so Jeff Jarrett will win it.
Yep.
just because, no.
Anyway, yes. Hi, everybody.
All right.
Dr. Nick.
Hi, Dr. Nick. Okay, we've got 3 matches on the kickoff, 10 on the regular show. Get to it, shall we?
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Yes. All right, here we go. 13 matches. Tied for most this year. WrestleMania. 17 points. I didn't even have this much for Mania because I was getting tired. Now, this one's probably going to just scare me off for the next pay-per-view.
All right, Well, then VRM will do whatever the next one is. So.
All right. Here we go. Here's the first match up. The most recent match added to the card. It's the match. The Miztourage of Miz, Curtis Axel, and Bo Dallas face off against the Hardy Boys and Jason Jordan. 1 point. The only tag that'll be 1 point, mind you. Who wins?
Brian, you first.
They're trying to get over Jason Jordan big. They're going to have them win. It's going to be Jason Jordan and the Awoken Hardys.
Okay, give me a minute, because unfortunately too much of this causes me to have to scroll back and forth.
Okay. All right, just go let ahead. Me know when. Okay, Shane, you.
Yeah, copy-paste.
Carl?
Really copy-paste.
Copy-paste.
I'm probably going to be on the island on this one. I'm going to say the Miztourage wins by nefarious means, because the Hardys and Jordan have gotten their number for a little bit. It's time for them to take it back a bit. I say the Miztourage wins.
Okay.
Josh?
And as for me, I'm also going with Hardys Jordan. They are definitely giving the rub to him, and as such, yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, so next up on the pre-show is the Cruiserweight Championship. And that will be Akira Tozawa, your current reigning and defending champion, facing off against Neville. Who wins?
I'll start with you, Josh.
For me, to be honest, Pop Potato when you're back to Neville would just kind of kill the last chance that the Cruiserweight division would have about getting out of the a little bit out of the doldrums. I am picking Tozawa to retain.
Okay. Carl.
As much as I'm thinking they might use the old WCW style of booking, I'll say Tozawa will retain.
Brian?
Okay.
I don't want to see any harm come to the Titus brand worldwide.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's Tozawa.
I agree. Tozawa has to hold on to it for at least a little bit because we need new challengers. And Neville, for all the amazing work he's done this year, it's time for him to just move on a skosh. Agreed? People? Possibly? Okay. At least for me.
Shane?
Yeah, Shane,
I agree. It's going to be Tozawa will win. I don't know. Neville might move on to U.S. or Intercontinental Championship. Who knows?
Too bad he's stuck in the world of he ain't getting out of this hole so easily.
And the third match on the 2-hour pre-show
will be coming much later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put together most of the rest of the championship matches. So we won't see this for a while.
Okay, then what do you have next?
I have next for the women's or the SmackDown women's title. Naomi facing off against Natalya. Who wins?
Wild card.
Fire.
This one's going to be very simple and very easy. They've been obvious about this. Natalya is going to win, and in a form of continuity, Carmella is going to cash in on Natalya and win. Carmella is your new champ.
Okay. SD Women's. Okay, yep. Got it.
Carl, next one. You're up.
As tempting as that is. I'll say Natalya will not win nothing. Naomi retains and no cash in.
Ooh, okay.
Hold on. Did I make a boo-boo? I made a boo-boo. Give me a minute.
Okay. Live research, folks. Talk about the article, Carl, very quickly that you posted.
These sites can't get this right. I don't know what's going on with Flair. Now they're saying that part of his bowels got removed with this surgery.
Oh, man. Damn. Just crazy. It, no one knows really what's going on, do they? Really?
Yeah. And the only ones family. Who do are keeping a closely guarded secret.
Yeah, because I think there is that kind of situation where we don't know more, you know, they know more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, I am back to normal now.
Okay, go ahead.
Meanwhile, before you go on, Taryn Terrell also returned to GFW.
Okay. So who's next, Josh?
I'll go for it. I will also pick Naomi to retain. No cash in here. Not yet. Because it would just seem a little bit too convenient to just rid both cases in the span of a week.
Okay.
Wouldn't surprise me, but you know. Brian?
I'm trying to think here. Could you come back to me?
Shane.
Yeah, I agree. Naomi will retain, but not my wild card. Carmella will become champion.
Are you your wild card?
No.
No, I said no, not my wild card.
But you do believe Carmella's going to cash it?
Yeah.
So you're saying Carmella will end up with the belt by the end of the night?
Yeah, so she'll show Baron Corbin how to cash in.
Okay, I'm putting you down as Naomi to win the match, but Carmella to come in after and just do what she needs to do. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Brian, now I'm ready.
Okay.
Naomi's going to retain. I don't think Carmella cashes in at SummerSlam. I bet she cashes in the next night on Raw. But for right now, I'm saving my wild card.
Oh, you mean she's going to switch brands?
No, I mean, I'm in on SmackDown. I'm sorry. I got confused.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. No, no worries. No making fun tonight. Let's just, I know, that's a first.
No, no, I just called. I was like, wait, what?
Okay.
Can you do that with that?
Okay. Next one.
Will be the Raw Women's Title match. Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks. I think I already know where this is going. And it's going to really cause some jealousy. Turning Saints into Tennessee. Banks will win. And Bailey will get jealous.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think Banks will win. And I also think that will also set up. But I do think Banks is a transitional champion, though.
Yes.
I think that Nia will eventually get the belt sooner rather than later. But Banks wins on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Shane.
Yeah, I agree. Banks, new Raw Women's Champion.
Carl?
I disagree. They might say this for Night of Champions if that's the Raw pay-per-view.
I think it is.
Or whatever the next Raw pay-per-view is. I think Bliss keeps it for just a little while longer, and then they'll do this little transitional thing, and then this Sasha Bailey storyline will pop up.
I'm looking for, first of all, I'm listening, looking for
the No Mercy. No Mercy is next.
No Mercy,
September 24th.
No Mercy.
Oh, they're remaking No Mercy? Awesome. Oh, that's not what you meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yes.
Brian, hold still.
Yeah. I need to take a lap, right?
Yeah, take a lap. Speaking of taking a lap, Brian, who do you think wins the Raw title?
I don't see them putting it on Sasha Banks just yet. I really think that it's going to be, I think Alexa Bliss is going to retain, but it's going to set her up for a feud with Bayley. But I'm going to say she retains.
Okay. And Shane, or did we get
it? How's everybody?
Okay.
All right. Next one.
All right. Next up is a match to me that means nothing. Big Show versus Big Cass, Enzo Amore in a shark cage.
Can I go first?
Go for it.
El Flusho.
Ooh! Wow. Why? Just why? I mean, I'm curious.
I don't give a fuck about this match.
Well, I'm actually going to use the Flusho, but on a different one, actually.
I think I know which one you're going with. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I just honestly don't. I don't give a shit at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because Big Cass, so far as a heel, is not really clicking with me.
I disagree with that, and I think that's why Big Show will win by DQ when Big Cass does something with his hand or something to that effect. Big Cass will win by DQ. I mean, Big Show will win by DQ. Excuse me.
Okay, give me a second. There you are, and Show wins by Dairy Queen.
Yep.
Okay, as for me, I'll go ahead and pick Big Cass because, meh, who cares?
Mm-hmm. And Brian. Brian? Are you there?
Yes, I am, and the mute was turned on because I'm an idiot, apparently. No. Well, here's the thing. I see Big Show wins, and here's what I'm thinking, okay? See, the way they're going to book this is the Big Show's hand is going to be wrapped in a cast because they, quote-unquote, broke it. The problem is that just makes his hand like a sledgehammer. So they're going to spend the whole match avoiding it. Then in the last moment, all it takes is one punch, knocks Big Cass into next week, and he winds up winning. So I give it to the Big Show.
Mm. And he had to rehash in a storyline from almost 20 years ago with Show's hand.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
7-year rule.
Yeah, it's now 20-year rule. Shane, to finish it off.
Well, I was about to say 20-year rule. Didn't they do the same thing when he faced Triple H at No Mercy?
I was going back to WCW when Hall and Nash broke the hand around November of that year.
I'm gonna say Big Cass because I think Show's just doing the out on his back phase.
Wouldn't surprise me. All right, now for, well, another match that means pretty much nothing. Randy Orton versus Rusev. Who wins?
Flush, flush, flush. Couldn't care less about Orton Rusev to save my own ass. That's a bathroom break match. Flush.
You're not wrong, but I'm not flushing. I never, ever flush. Or at least I haven't in the last 3 to 4 years. Because I'm kind of above it. I will pick Randy Orton because, lol, Orton wins.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Josh. You might know the answer to this. Is Saidi still the only person in history who's ever flushed more than one match on a Pick'em show?
No, I don't think so. Not offhand, I don't remember. Are you about to do it again?
I'm going to have 1 point lead going into this pay-per-view. Flush-o!
Lame.
Yeah, well.
Weak.
No, that whole build-up's been weak.
Nerds. In the words of
nerd.
Nerd.
Brian.
You're a fucking nerd, and no one. Sorry.
Brian.
Yes.
Are you going to be the third flusher in this match?
No, I'm picking Orton.
Okay.
Okay. And Shane.
Yeah, the American Viper wins.
Okay. And now to the final pre-show match. Because I put the tag title matches in back-to-back, you see.
Aha!
The New Day faces off against the Usos. 2 points! You know what comes next, folks.
We do.
Yeah.
Holy water!
Who wins the match and which of the opponents stares at the pretty lights, baby.
man.
He did the Elvis. He did the Elvis pretty lights. So I believe that was kind of nice.
I'll go first. Pretty lights, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
May I go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Simple. Okay. Simple. New Day. Over, let's just say Jay gets pinned.
Okay, 1 second. New Day. Versus, and Jay gets to stare. All right, Brian?
I mean, this is actually a hard match to pick because I think the New Day, they're trying to reestablish them as a dominant tag team. And, I mean, they're working really good with the Usos right now. I think that the Usos are going to... Sorry, I think that the Usos, however, are not about ready to regain the belt. So, I think it's going to be the New Day winning. And I think it's going to be Jimmy staring at the... pretty lights!
Anyway... Shane.
That was terrible.
That's terrible.
I'm gonna say New Day wins with Jay staring.
I actually think New Day versus Usos has actually been one of the best tag team feuds in the WWE this year. And also, by the way, Cesaro, Sheamus, and them too. So I think the New Days have been New Day has been really awesome. And I think they win and Jay Stairs in another really great match. It's going to be a good 15 to 20 minutes. Can't wait to see it. It's going to be fun.
And as for me, well, half of it's going to be a sweep. New Day retains Jimmy Stairs. And now to the other tag team title match. As we have Cesaro, Sheamus and Cesaro facing off two-thirds of the Shield in Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. 2 points, who wins and who stares at the...
Pretty lights.
Carl Childers making an appearance tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that was Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade, actually.
Won't you like some French fried tears?
I'll go first on this one. We haven't had we haven't really had the tag team champions that really don't like each other well since Cesaro Sheamus. And I think it's time for them to actually do it. Shield wins on their first try, and Cesaro gets pinned.
Okay, so Cesaro gets nuked. Gotcha. Okay.
Brian.
They want to push the reformed Shield, and they're going to do a good job with it. I'm going to give... And I'm going to be backing the new Shield on this team. And I'll say this much. I don't think they're going to make Cesaro take the fall. I'm going to give it to Sheamus.
Copy paste Brian there.
Shane?
Okay.
Yeah, copy paste. With Shield winning and Sheamus staring.
And here I am, alone on the island, going completely mad about as to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, wild card!
What do we got?
Cesaro retains. Rollins gets pinned because... Guess what's going to happen? Ambrose, Dirty Deeds, well, Mr. Rollins, and walks away, leaving him to eat the pin.
So are you saying, is it a turn, or is it just
yes.
an...
Yes, it's the turn.
This is 2002 DX turn.
It's like, oh, we're all together, we're all going to be on the same page. Fuck you.
Ooh. Thank you, fuck you, bye. Okay.
My book, woo!
Okay.
My podcast, woo!
Nice one, like it, okay.
All right. Anyway. Now to the next match. Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. Who wins?
I think we're going to sweep this.
Yeah!
Demon. The Demon Balor, obviously.
Demon yeah. boy.
Yeah, excuse me. You don't bring out the demon to lose. No,
and you
no,
don't bring him out and actually announce it. We all knew it was going to happen already. I think you touched upon it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I have a question because I was like, are you kidding me? I didn't like that. You didn't either, right?
Lame. I mean, we all knew it was going to happen because it's been so long since they brought it out, but Jesus. Anyway,
so
all right,
Brian, I'm assuming you're saying demon as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so no, yeah, okay.
We ought to sleep in the
besides,
next one too.
And besides, let's be brutally honest here. Let's all be brutally honest. Even if Demon Balor wasn't involved in this, we'd still be voting for Balor because let's be honest, when's the fucking last time that Bray Wyatt went over on a goddamn pay per view?
Not that long ago, actually.
It was like last.
Besides his fluke win of the WWE Championship, which should have lasted a hell of a lot longer.
It wasn't that long ago. It was even shorter than that, man. It was like Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Let me double check. I think I'm right, though, because he won his last pay-per-view match.
Let me take a look.
And, yes, he beat Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Ugh. Didn't mean anything in the long run, but he sure did.
Right. One of the rare pay-per-view wins he's had, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now to the next match. A match that means not a whole lot now. John Cena, Baron Corbin. Who wins?
Do I dare do it a third time?
No. No. Lol, Cena wins. Cena, put it to you this way. Corbin's going to eat his shit sandwich and win.
Okay. Put me down for Cena, too.
Yeah.
El Cena wins. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's easy.
This might be considered a flush, but I don't give a rat's ass because it's been a while since I've done a wacky thing. Baron Corbin wins.
Oh, you big suck job.
By the way, if we're doing that, uh-oh. I'd like to give a message to Mr. Corbin, if I may.
Sure.
This is it.
Wake up! Time to die!
The hell?
Wait, that was a clip from that was a clip from Cliff Compton's "Wake Up, Time to Die" show.
Oh, 1859, right?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Next one.
Now we head to the third most important title of this pay-per-view, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Ouch! As we have Jinder Mahal facing off against Shinsuke Nakamura, the first time Indian, whatever, faces off against a Japanese dude for the belt. Who wins?
This ought to be a sweep, too.
No.
Homie, you
think Nakamura takes it? I don't. I think
Nakamura takes it as well.
I don't. I think Mahal holds on to it for at least one more month. Because Mahal has been so good as a dick heel champion. He's really been good. And to hotshot it to Nakamura, who, by the way, with all his flash and all his flair, has been not that great.
That's because he hasn't been booked that well.
That doesn't mean anything. That's all. Just, I think Mahal wins. Just me.
Okay.
Sorry, Jason, you're alone.
I know, but that's fine. I know I'm going to suck, but
Nakamura wins the belt.
All right, Brian.
Wild card.
Ooh, okay.
Wild card is this. The match goes on and is awesome. Then, when it looks like Nakamura is about to win, Baron Corbin is going to run out to try to stop Nakamura from winning. Basically, it's his way of saying, if I can't be the champion, no one can be the champion. Unfortunately, his plan backfires. He eats a Kinshasa from Nakamura, who delivers another Kinshasa to Jinder Mahal, and all that's left is, yo! Nakamura wins.
Okay. And now to the match that I would consider my favorite of the night.
All right.
The United States title match is on, and the title is on the line, as AJ Styles once again faces off against Kevin Owens, this time with Shane O'Mac as the referee. Who wins?
The fans, number one. Number two, not my wild card, but we've heard that Shane McMahon has said that if either of the wrestlers touch them, he will fight back. You've heard he has said this on the SmackDown shows.
Yep.
We are going to see Shane do something really screwed up and crazy because he's Shane frickin' McMahon. Okay? Because he will do something nuts because he's, fucked up in the head.
well, but, the, well, but,
Jason, he's a McMahon. That doesn't exactly give him an exclusive claim to that title.
Nope. But I will also say that we will also see, I think AJ Styles retains in an awesome match. 20, 25 minutes at least.
Wild card.
Okay.
You mentioned Shane's involvement. I say he gets involved with both of them at some point. They'll try to accidentally bump into him. He'll fight both of them. Wild card is this. He turns heel and gives Owens the belt.
Ooh, okay.
We haven't had a Shane McMahon heel turn since, what, 2006?
Okay.
I think it's high time. Time to freshen him up a little bit.
Where's me? I'll go ahead and just say Styles retains. I'm looking forward to the match. And these guys can put on an awesome match if the bottom finish doesn't get screwed up. So yeah, Styles retains. Brian?
Oh. I think it's going to be AJ Styles.
Okay. Shane?
Yeah, Styles for the win.
Okay. I mean, both have a real good chance at winning. Don't get me wrong. This isn't an El Sweepo because we hate one guy or another.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, or it's close to an El Sweepo, but I would bet you once we get all the pick'ems in from our compatriots over on our Facebook page, hi, we will see something closer to a 50-50 split. And now to the main event. And the second most the second biggest match I've been looking forward to.
Oh yes. This is mine. This is my huge one because this has major implications for the company going forward.
Yes,
for real.
It does. The WWE Universal Championship is on the line in a fatal four-way as we have the current champion, Brock Lesnar, facing off against Braun Strowman, Samoa Joe, and Roman Reigns. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the Pretty Lights?
Ah, you saved it for the big one. Mm-hmm.
That's before we get to anybody, Josh here's we love.
Yeah, and before we get to that GFW news, PD Williams just returned.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
Hit a Canadian destroyer.
Yay.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, there are so many factors in here. I'll explain it, and I'll do it as best we can. You've got Samoa Joe, who has earned his spot as the main eventer. You have Brock Lesnar, who may be rumored to go away. You've got Roman Reigns. Less said about that, the better. And then you have Braun Strowman. Paul Heyman is right. There is a conspiracy to take the Universal belt off of Brock Lesnar because you need it to be defended on a Monday night show and or pay-per-views week to week. So, who do you put it on? Do you put it on Roman Reigns? Hell no. Do you put it on Samoa Joe? Nope. I think they're going to pull the trigger. Braun Strowman is your new Universal Champion, pinning Roman Reigns. And also, by the way, in this match, in some form or fashion, you will see the return of Triple H and or Stephanie in some form or capacity.
Oh.
That's not my wild card, but I believe that's what I believe is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Brian, your explanation on this one. Oh, and by the way, I do believe Brock goes away. I think Brock has signed a deal to go with the UFC. I believe that.
Well, good. Let them deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
I have one phrase I want to say right now. Joe's gonna kill you. And Joe's gonna be the champion.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
And he's gonna pin Brock Lesnar.
Whoa!
Wow.
And then this is a feud with him and Braun Strowman to Survivor Series.
I'd love to see it. Don't see it happening, but I'd love to see it.
Okay. Shane?
I'm gonna... Oh, God. I'm gonna say Braun gets the win. Pins Lesnar.
And
wild card. Because I haven't played a wild card yet. This one's gonna be outlandish as shit, but I don't care. We're gonna see a heel turn when Demon Balor comes out of nowhere and takes out Roman Reigns and takes him out of the match completely.
What?
No, I'll cheer the hell on him if that happens.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so am I. It's just like, what? Okay.
Well, it was either that or lights go out, lights come on, and Bray Wyatt, Sister Abigail's Brock Lesnar to hell.
All right. Carl?
I went for the most logical of the two.
Okay. Carl?
I believe I'm last, right?
No. I am last.
Ew. You might want to go first, because oh boy. Go ahead.
Okay, to be honest with you, this is one of those that Reigns doesn't need the belt again. Joe doesn't really need the belt. He's badass either way, though I'd love to see it on him. And Lesnar, since he's in the USADA poll, and if Vince holds him off till Mania, you're going to have a whole bunch of pissed off people. Not just the fans in attendance, but the fans at home are going to be like, yeah, screw this. I'm out. So it pretty much leads to one person winning. Braun. Braun's getting that massive boom in the crowd, whether it's the heel or face dynamic. And he's going to pin Lesnar on his way out. And Lesnar, see you at Mania. You're never going to be near the title again. I hope. Carl?
Okay, so we all agree that Roman's not getting nothing.
Except for possibly the chance to stare pretty lights.
Now, is this fatal four-way elimination, or is it just one fall?
It's one fall to a finish.
Okay. So, Roman? No. Joe? Not yet. That leaves only two. Everyone's worried about what Lesnar's going to do post-SummerSlam. Is he going UFC or is he not? Is he going to WrestleMania or not? I'm going to pull my trump card here. Brock Lesnar retains.
Whoa! Yeah,
that was pretty much my second best guess, because
by pinning Roman.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going that route, mainly because Vince is unfortunately stupid or crazy enough to keep it on a guy who will not be there, save for a high and by, between now and WrestleMania.
Finished, though.
Survivor Series? Nah. He's going to be gone longer.
No, not finished.
Uh-oh.
He loses it the next night.
To?
Whoever.
Oh, okay.
I think he'll job out to whoever on next night on Raw, and then he can go. Because you see, since it's on a big four, it means big money. But you have him lose it out to a free show. There you go.
Hmm. Okay, and that is it.
Anybody that's, but Roman. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. The matches. And I mean every last one of them. Of course, I'll be posting this to our Facebook group. And the deadline's going to be earlier because it's a way too long show.
It was 5 o'clock.
5 p.m. Eastern, yeah.
Yeah, with our little live cap starting the hour after.
And, of course, you guys will all get to enjoy it while I'll be at work.
We might even have that many people for said live cap, but we still got to do it. It's a big four.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, but yes. So, speaking of which, Shane, let's do some selling and some plugging, shall we? Shane, do you have anything to plug?
Nope, other than Supercards, since Nikki isn't here, no.
Yes. And yes, Nikki, we miss you, and she will be back in the host chair next week to deal with the fallout of all this mess.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, anything from you?
Outside of, I would actually like to promote a YouTube channel, not a gargantuan or one that's on the rise, but one that's actually kind of small, and I enjoy him greatly. A guy by the name of Mr. Psycho. That is youtube.com/MYSTRSYKO, the number 2, because it's his second channel that he's created. Mm-hmm. Where he covers every single episode available of BattleBots, Robot Wars, Robotica, and even Techno Games.
Damn.
Currently, he just started Season 3 of BattleBots and the Extreme Series of Robot Wars, and just recently finished the second series of Robotica. So, yeah, things are interesting there. So, go, subscribe to him, enjoy him. He's really good at what he does.
Carl, let's talk, because Carl, Brian, and I, we have a lot of stuff to cover, and we have to, do we want to do the thank you first or last? Because there is a huge thank you we have to give.
Let's do that last.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about football.
Football going on right now as we speak.
Let's watch some football.
Although for some reason NFL Network decided not to live stream one of those games, but oh well.
Mm. Oh well.
BS Big Show. Yes, our season preview edition coming early next week. Where we'll look at the schedules and predict where each team will fall. Here's a hint. Cleveland's going 1-15 again.
Yes.
Or even
0-16. No. That's the Jets.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got that. And plus our fantasy football draft special the week after.
Yep.
Got that going on. We got other stuff, Jason.
Yeah. We have a ton of stuff. Brian and I just recorded an episode of Pixel Nation, a little catch-up. And we had some news that actually came out today. PlayStation 5 notes are out. The updates for the PS4, which should be coming out any day now. New releases, including a game I'm pre-ordered, which is coming next week, and I cannot wait, which is the fifth in the Uncharted series, which is Uncharted The Lost Legacy. I cannot wait for that. We are recording an episode of WLTI as soon as we are done with this, when everyone is home. We're going to be talking about Big Brother, America's Got Talent, and the two little girls, including Darcy Lynn Farmer and Angelica Hale, both getting into the semifinals. Not a surprise either way. We're going to have 5 good questions about Wheel of Fish. No, I'm sorry. Fortune. and all that stuff. And of course, Red State, Blue State. Eventually, Gordon Pepper is back with the panel, and Battle Bowl is done. The new season will be starting up soon. But Brian, you and I got to talk about our little trip to Las Vegas last week.
Yes, Jason and myself represented Spectrum One in Las Vegas at the Trivia Championships of North America. We were part of
many people, including Chico, Joe Van Ginkle, and others too.
Yes, don't get me wrong. Tons of us, but. The big thing is we were part of the 24-hour game show marathon. Game show throwdown, I should say. Apologize. So far we have raised over $7,000 and counting for the Children's Miracle Network.
Here's the crazy thing. When we left Vegas on in the like last about 10 days ago, it was about what, 6,200?
Yes.
Okay. It's now 7,000 even. So we've raised $800 since, and more money's coming in. This is insane. It's beautiful, and we love it. Okay.
I love every bit of
and,
it.
And, of course, you can still donate at homegameenterprises.com/throwdown. There's a donate now button. Please do so. The donations are open to the end of the year. And please go to Tecona 8 at qnatrivia.com/Tecona, and you can register through Labor Day weekend for $129. Very simple, very easy.
Yowza.
Go do it. So, and of course, Carl, we talked about it again. Whomever's around on Sunday, we're doing the live cast.
Yes, we are.
And you should post that in the on the NAWC thread as well. Of course. For that. With that, I will hand the keys back over to you, Mr. Chenier, because you will be handing them back to Nikki, because she will be back next week to recap this insane mess of a weekend with TakeOver on Saturday, SummerSlam on Sunday, SmackDown and Raw on Monday, SmackDown on Tuesday, Energy Drinks and Rest on Wednesday, and we will be back on Thursday. We are hoping, yes, and again, our thoughts and prayers are with the family of Ric Flair. I don't expect to see Charlotte even near the pay-per-view this weekend. I expect her to be with her father. If she is there, I will be very shocked and surprised. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you guys heard this or not. We're going to end the show on a positive note. The Barclays Center and the WWE have expanded their relationship. Remember, this was supposed to be the end of the relationship with this year. They are extending it to a fourth year. So SummerSlam will be the SummerSlam, the NXT SummerSlam Raw SmackDown four-day loop will be at Barclays in 2018. So,
yeah, because Barclays ain't got nothing good going on right now. No basketball, no hockey.
Nets and Islanders? Enough said. Enough said. And for that note, for Carl, for Brian, for Shane, for Josh, and for myself, Jason Block, and for the missing Nikki Hayman, this is the NAWC here on Spectrum One. We will be back next week. I think I'm going to need to take a breather because I got another podcast to do. So, good night, folks.
Peace.
Later days. We'll be right back.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.